USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Flights are resuming over northern Lake Michigan after a temporary closure by the FAA. U.S. fighter jets were sent to investigate reports of an unidentified object near the Canadian border earlier today. The FAA temporarily banned civilian air traffic from the area for about an hour. A national defense airspace was also declared over Montana yesterday in response to an unidentified flying object there. Crews are working to recover wreckage from a pair of unidentified objects shot down over Alaska and Canada. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called it a danger to civilian air traffic.
Recovery teams are on the ground looking to find and analyze the object.
It's still unclear what type of craft they were. Congressman Jim Himes says the U.S. is seeing more unidentified objects in our skies because we're looking for them.
Most of our sensors most of what we were looking for didn't look like balloons. Now, of course, we're looking for them, so I think we're probably finding more stuff.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, the Connecticut Democrat explained there's a lot of garbage floating around at high altitudes. Congressman Michael McCaul says the suspected Chinese spy balloon shot down off the coast of South Carolina earlier this month did a lot of damage.
It was done with provocation to gather intelligence data and collect intelligence on our three major nuclear sites in this country.
He appeared on CBS's Face the Nation. The death toll from a massive earthquake in Turkey and Syria now tops 30,000. The Syrian Civil Defense Group said their focus is now on search and recovery because no survivors have been found since Thursday. Miraculously, four people were found alive in the rubble. For the first time ever, the military flyover at the start of the Super Bowl, just hours away, will have all female pilots. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Gas prices are down a penny. AAA puts today's national average at $3.41 a gallon. A week ago, it was at $3.47. Texas remains the nation's lowest price leader at $3 a gallon, while drivers in Hawaii are shelling out the most at $4.89 on average. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer defending the use of TikTok as a communication tool, saying she uses it.
We have it on one device that has no access to anything else because so many people get their information that way.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Michigan Democrat said it's a way to reach a lot of people.
Whether we like it or not, that is a tool for disseminating important information.
The Chinese-owned video sharing app has been banned on congressional lawmakers' phones due to perceived privacy risks. The platform has recently come under fire due to concerns about its ties to the Chinese Communist Party. I'm John Schaefer.
The Lombardi Trophy is on the line when Super Bowl 57 kicks off in just hours. The Kansas City Chiefs will square off with the Philadelphia Eagles in Glendale, Arizona. The Chiefs are back in the big game for the third time in the last 4 years and will be seeking their second Super Bowl title in the Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes era. Magic Mike's Last Dance is taking over the weekend box office. Industry estimates say the film could bring in up to $11 million in its opening weekend. Dave Collins, USA News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You